Yes, let's outline certain things. The variety of shittas we've shown him here. Understand what's happening here. And once you straighten out the issues that are involved, it really falls into place, but the complications are there, like five different issues happening simultaneously. Gemara has a simple case, but it's not so simple. First of all, you have to know what the case is. And the case changes among Rishonim because dependent on how they understood. Vasugius. More begins a simple case. Starts off, goes like this. I come up to you with a shtar. We say you paid. I said, yeah, you gave me money, but it was for a different chol. Now, what the Gemara doesn't, and the Gemara says, no one mentioned the shtar. Oh, it's your story. Now, there are two people, so Rashi's very careful to say, what are we talking about? The Lova didn't mention the shtar and asked for it back. Could be sort of going to go differently. The Malva didn't ask for the shtar. He didn't say which chov he's asking for. The two chovos, I say, you owe me money. I say, yeah, you're paying. You didn't mention the shtar. So I didn't mention, so I wanted to pay for the shtar. You wanted to take it for the non-shtar. Okay, since I didn't mention the shtar, apparently I'm doing it for the milval peh. Or I didn't ask the shtar back, so apparently I agreed there was a milval peh. Like, who's talking here? So that's why Rashi is very precise. He's the Rishon who is precise on this. And so Rashi said, so how does Rashi understand? The Lova has a reyus in his taina. There's an umdina that he was paying a different chov. No, it's another problem we're showing him. Say, discuss. Do they both agree there was a different chov, or the Lova says there's no other chov? I only one chov. So, also, very unclear. The case in the Gemara, so the case, that's another thing. Other thing unclear in the Gemara. When he gave him the money, did he stop giving the money stam? Or he gave them the money and say, I am paying X, because there's a machlokas going on. After the fact, so what happened at the time? So there's one key thing happening. So Mar doesn't say. We'll see. There's also machlokes on what case we're talking about now. Then there's the case of the shore. So what's the case of the shore? Rashi has a very simple case of the shore. They make a shutfus. I give you money, you do the work, and I get half the money. So what do I say? That half the money that belongs to you, I took for a chov, a different chov. And we say, no. There's a business deal, it's part of the business, so you're tining now, they're a whole different tining. That money is clearly mine. It's a shortfuss, a 50-50 shortfuss. It's a 50-50 shortfuss. And now, and what are you tying? You say, it's 50 short. That money belongs to you. But there's a chov. Wait one second. Am I masking there's a chov? You proved that there's a chov? Or you didn't prove there's a chov? If you don't prove there's a chov, and you say, I took your money for a chov that you deny, no one says that you're allowed to hold on to that money. No one says you're allowed to hold on to it. You say, no, everyone agrees there is a chov. Wait a second. Then we get into a whole different issue. If we agree that there's a chov, you owe me money. Can I just grab it and say, oh, fine, you want or not? So Rashi l'chora. So Rashi talks about one of those two cases. If that it's a clear case, he doesn't agree. There's another chov. That's a clear thing. So in this case, it's very clear. Then botel ashtar, the case doesn't even begin. They make a business deal. There's a 50-50 split in the deal. And there's a 50-50 split in the money. And the lover says, give me my money. We have a business deal. And you say, no. You know, he says, no, you owe me money. And I took it. Proof first, I owe you money. If that's the case, it's clear the shtar was bought to Lagami. It's nothing to. The Rith is talking about some cases clear that it's bought to Lagami. And in the case of the shtar, he says, and since the Gemara compares it, it must be in the other case, both of the Gemara. So we have to, in each situation, we have to know what case we're talking about. Okay.
Rabbi, could it be that we know independently as an Avachayv without the Hidot of the Leva?
Maybe we do, maybe we don't. I'm just saying, we're going to have to establish what case we're talking about. And if they're all talking about different cases, maybe they really all agree, but they just happen to talk about different cases. Because That's going to be how we straighten out this sort of situation. Rashi has made certain points. A, that the Lova has a Reyesa here, that he didn't ask for the shtar back. They know they were. The Malva says, here's the shtar, you owe me money, Lova pays him. The Malva has a shtar, and the Lova never asked for the shtar back. That's how Rashi said it. Now, is that a reyus enough? Well, not a reyus enough. A straightforward person who confronts a lot of these is let's take the Rashba. Rashba begins, Eved Lovili Ishmal. Now, Rabbi Weiss, are you here? So let us take a look where the Gemara quotes Eved Lova Lishmal. I don't know if it's your kasha, your chavrusa's kasha, your joint kasha. Lova. He says, wait a second. Eved Lova Lishmal, it depends on a Lova, it depends on someone who's chayef. So let's just take a look where the Gemara Sanhedrin quotes it. And where let's see how the Rambam quotes it. Where is it? Lamed Aleph? Lamed. What daf is it on? Bakdam. Where is it? What? Lamed Aleph from the base. Lamed Aleph from the base. Lamed Aleph from the base. Where they got a best? Lamed Aleph from the best? Yeah. Shnayim shnasatzim b'din echlom anidan kan echlom anelach mokum havad to'os v'don b'hiro. So the Gemara says. So when the Gemara does not say we're talking about a halva, you take a look at the Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Sanhedrin Halachos Zayin. Yeah? Vav Sanhedrin Halachot Zayin. Rambam says like this: Shnayim Shasatz B'din, any din Torah. So Eved Lo V'Ish Malve, the Gemara never mentions it's look. It should Eved Chayev L'Misha Hu Chayev. You come up to me, you broke the windows in my house. You owe me a 10,000 shekel. I had to replace all the windows in my house. Ramazik. Which bezin do we go to? So the one who is being the defendant is always he always loses. No. This is the Shnayim Shnasatz Mubadin, just as any din Torah. So we're not limited to the case of Lova. The example is Lova, but that's not the halacha of Lova, number one. So what the Rashba sets down the following principle. I come up to you, I say, you owe me 10,000 shekel. Okay. And for all sorts of reasons. And we both agree for all sorts of reasons you owe me 10,000 shekel. That means, and they're two separate chovos, sweetie. You say, I'm giving you two for chov A, and I say, I want chov B. Only take him chov B. And after I say that, you still hand it to me. And so I can say, that's what we said. I said, Obi. Stam, the mal was the kove, evil over the ishmal. Then the Rashba comes up with another halacha, which is a key halacha in his whole way of viewing it. That you say, I'm saying chov aleph. And I keep quiet. And I take the money. Afterwards, as I took it for Chobi, what right did I have to take it for? What right did I? Says, I have a different clout. What's the other clout? I can stop taking money from you. You owe me money, I can stop taking. Where does he know this clout from? He knows clout from the Grand Kaddush. He owes her money. And he says, I'm a kaddish with the money. And she takes it, doesn't say anything. She can say, I took it for the chov. In shakli, but did he shakli? He gave it to her for kadush. Here he brings a massive raya to a major yisod of his. I can stomp, take money for a chov. That's his raya. He, in Kedush, agrees that that's his pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam, the Bahag, and Rashi have a different pshat in the Gemara. Doesn't mean they necessarily disagree with his halacha. But his raya is only within his understanding of the sugya there.
Does it only apply when the money is given
back? What?
Does it only apply when the money was given
to Heter?
You can actually grab the money?
I'm giving away the money. Doesn't mean I can just stick into your pocket and take it. Maybe. We'll see. As we go on. If you take a look at the Gran Shulchan Aruch, he says, I'll prove it, ain't a chanam. He says. If you take a look at the sugya there, his raya is stam coming from a sugya where there are different pshatim in the sugya, and he has his mahalach on the sugya. That's within his world. But Gross is approached to you from a different sugya. From the sugya ksubis tafzari aleph on the base. What's the case there? The Yisoma. What is it? sanctions. They have to pay. So they have to pay 100 zuz. So the malva took the soda for 50 zuz. They come up to him and say, "We want the soda back." And they give him willingly 50 zuz. And he says, "I took it for the other 50 you owe me." So they came to Abai, where Abai said, "Mishal som frochal." Let's see how the Rambam quotes this. Sorry, Allah from the days. Says, if they meant it but didn't say it, no. But if they said it, you can't take the money. Why not? So Rashi tells us, Shemishum covered avim, and shem bezin lakufen al kach. Lav mitzvah says him before reshes, he could suck of lulu. It's the arm of the rabbi. He says, Rashi says, listen, if they had really owed the money, and no matter what, this is the way the Gemara understands it, I don't care what they said, we're taking it for the sodden, and he kept quiet, I could take it for what I want. Only because, why does Rashi make this whole case? Rashi makes this whole case to say, wait a second, why couldn't they stop taking the money? Apparently, if it weren't your soul, they could stop taking the money. Even if he spells it out. Even if he spells out, I want it for the Sada. That's the riot. This is a riot to the Rashi with Halacha. See how the Rambam goes. Perek Yuches Malvavu Avalachi Yud. Yuches Malvavu Avalachi Yud. So the Rambam has a different pshat there in Kedushin than the Rashi. The Rashi mentions that. If the Rambam is saying that this is only true in case of Yisomim, and so that proves that even the Rashba has a different pshat in the Kedusha, would agree with the Rashba, but his halach. What is the basis of my ability? Go back to Lazarus Tash. My ability is time to take. That's Ovid Inish Dinah Nafsha. I become my own best and I take the law into my hands. Ovid Inish Dinah Nafsha. I take the law into my own hands. I can do what I want. But that's how I act in B'Torah's Bezdin. But if Bezdin kind of forces it, I can't act B'Torah's Bezdin. That's why he's somewhat of a different. So then it's not only because I'm giving the money willingly, I can do it even unwillingly. No. So the Rashba has a very straightforward mahalach on the sugya. The malv is the koveya, what he's taking it for. He takes it. What's in his best interest to take it? Yeah. That's how he understands the background of the sukkah. Okay. Now. That's how, those are his operating principles. Now, does everybody agree with him? The one Rishon who explicitly disagrees with him is his standard Bar Plukta, the Ra'och. The Ra'och, his major point that the Malva is the Kovei because of Eved Lo Velish Malva. Remember, the Rashba has you, the Gemara talks about going to which Besna you go to. Eved Lo Velish Malva. The Rashba uses this to say, explain why I can force you after the Halva to come up with certain extra conditions in the Piraya. If the halva was created in a way I didn't trust you as a malva b'gedim, I can say, I'm forcing you to pay me in a way with a riot. You have to pay me back b'gedim. You saw the Ran says, "Bama nishtabit." How's he nishtabit? I don't need that. The moment I set up the halva in a way that's a halva where I don't trust you, then I have a right to determine it's halva. Evelo v'lish malva. Now, comes along the way the Sefer Trumas explains the Shitas of Rashba. He doesn't quote the Rashba, it's the same Shita. So he's a little older than the Rashba. He was a Talmud Chover of the Ramban, and Rashi was a Talmud of the Ramban. So Rashi was a little younger than he was. He says, because the Eved Lo V'lish Malva, that means I can, any situation that I have, I can force my advantage. He had the Rashba's cases. I have the two chovos. We agree there are two chovos. One is a stronger, one is a weaker. The malva would rather collect the weaker chov. The lov would rather pay off the stronger chov. So when he hands money, who controls it? That decision. The malva controls that decision. The Rav says there's no indication in Eved Lo V'lish that gives him such extreme rights. No, doesn't give him such extreme rights. The lova is the one who pays. The lova is the one who can say, I am paying for what I want to pay. It's my money. I want it to go to X, I want it to go to Y, I want it to go to Z, I can say. Not a problem. That's not what's happening in the sukkah. It's no ever, there's no who is the conveyor of what the payment is for. And he has a hold because of that. And what are they arguing about? Because the Rashi, in order to make his case, has to make his case taking the halach of Eved Lo V'lish Malva. What is it? I want to go to a Choshev Beis Din. What? The Rashi. That's really more applies to Eved Lo V'lish Malva. That means I want a more experienced Beis Din. I want a Beis Din that's not naive. You want to go to Beis Din that's very naive and simple. I want to go to. I'm dealing with a sharp guy, and I want a Beis Din that's going to be able to pick. What's the basic job of the people in a Beis Din? Rabbi Eichen, I used to have a fight. I said he wanted to go into Dayanus. He knows Chosh Mishra backwards and forwards. I said it's not for you. So he said that after he learned all these years Chosh Mishra, he comes back. He tells me it's not for him. Why not? says, my job is to figure out who the ganav and who the shakran. It has very little to do with Choshe Mishpat. I don't want to spend my day figuring out who the ganav and who the shakran. I said, yeah. The job of business to cross-examine the people in a way to get the truth, and only then to apply the halacha. In many cases, halacha is simple once you find out who's the guy. So I just want, and there's a halacha. Halacha chabez niyafa. Halacha chabez niyafa. Tzedek tzedek. You go to the best person. In the same city is one thing, but we're living here and I want to go to best in a different place. So that's a halacha of Evelol Ishmael. The Rashba extends it once then. As long as we set up the halva in a way, it's halva where I don't trust you. It's part of the way the halva was set up in the beginning. Then I can be koveya, certainly force you to certain dini raya that I want to make sure that it's paid right. Now the Rashba here takes it another step. That I can be koveya which loan is being paid. That if it's unclear, I'm the koveya. I'm Tonko. Let's say the Lovas has, I demand that it be paid for this. So then he has to bring in another principle from out of left field. That what? He can be a tofes. So when the Rashba looks, this is the Rashba, this is how the Rashba defines what the situation is. Okay. The Ra'ah, we don't have the Ra'ah fully on Shavuot, we don't have a Ra'ah on Shavuot, but the Ra'ah certainly does not allow him to go and will not agree of the further that extension of the local measure. I pay what I want to pay. It's my money, I know where it's going. Does Allah have a low shalom? It doesn't apply. So that's where we begin to see what different positions are. Now, the easiest vision that we're going to go through inside, see where he stands in all of these issues and how he understood the sugya. Now, is the Rosh. The Rosh is in two places. The Rosh is in Shavuot and the Rosh is in Sukkot. Let's just see the Rosh, and we'll use this as a springboard to see where everyone's different people are holding and how they have one of the sugya goes. So he quotes the three shitas when we say there's a problem with the shtar. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rif. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says he has a shtar. There's a suffix in the shtar that was raised. The fact of the matter is, he has a shtar. Shtar is a very powerful document. You have a shtar. And you claim the shtar is perua. Do you have an eidim in the shtar is perua? No. You have a reis in the shtar? What? Eid. And what's your raya, the shtar is perua? Remember, Rabbi Tam had a grandfather called Rashi. My grandfather said, the reis and the shtar, you didn't ask for it back. Let's question the shtar. Why is that more serious than... So the reis and the shtar, the aid that it was paid. But you have a reis in your taina, you didn't ask for the shtar back. So we have a suffix. They haven't clarified. Do we know there was a second halva? We don't know there's a second. That they haven't clarified. So let's say we don't know this halva. We don't know this halva. So what's my raya? There's another halva. You didn't ask. And ask for the shnar back. That's my raya. There was such halva. My raya is there was payment. I didn't have to ask for the shnar back. I have two aidim that it was paid, and you mode it that I gave you money. So why'd I have to ask the shnar back? I thought you were an honest guy, and you admit that it was payment. There were two aidim that were payment. You admit that there were two aidim that were payment. So why'd I have to give the shnar back? So the fact that there was payment, I agree there was payment. Says about that time. What happens if there's an eidechad that there was payment? Eidechad made it shulpurua. But there is a problem with the shtar, but not enough to be mevatel the shtar. Halacha is so you're nishba venotel. So it's very straightforward. He says, in the case of Ziyuf, wait a second. That's when we know the shtar is a good shtar. And it's an after the fact that says what? Maybe the shtar was compromised, but we're beginning with a solid shtar. But when we have a problem of maybe the shtar is mezuyev, so we have a suffix mezuyev. So a mezuyev, so you don't do anything. You don't tear it up, you don't collect with it, and zel. Bezin's at a crossroads. Can't compare the two situations, says Rabbi Natan. Right, what do you do in the Gemara called? Said again, the shtar was being questioned. When there's a question of the validity of the shtar, then it's a whole different situation. But here the shtar was a valid shtar. The question was it paid? So when there's a suffix of payment, so just like in an eid echad meir shulpuron, so when you're nishba venot, so it comes along the riff and says, no, I'll prove to you the shtar is not a good shtar. What's my proof the shtar is not a good shtar? Goes like this. This is the case of the shore. Case of the shore is clearly not a good shtar. And then, so since the Gemara compares it, so to here, it's not a good shtar. Now that's a very powerful argument. The question is, why it's not a good shtar? So it comes before we even get to what the Ukimta is the case. So it comes the Rosh and says, he has a powerful raya. But I have a different case. That's not the ukimta of the sugya. What is his ukimta? Either Rashi's ukimta or the Rabbi's ukimta. What happens? You come to me and you say, I need a business loan. So I write a shtar on the business loan. You go, you collect the money from the, you make money in the business loan. And he says, oh, pay me back. He says, no, I'm collecting it for a different hold I have. I don't. And I've raised it was paid. And you admit that the money was transferred. So the Malva says, what are you talking about? It's a different hold. Wait a second. There's a business loan. You collect it from the business. Well, then he's paying for the business. No. We haven't totally clarified that case. Talking, they agreed there was another law. Happened. Okay. But the Rif says this is the case. Says the Rosh, no. I have a different case. He says, it's a whole different situation. I don't like the Rif Sukkim. I have a different case. I learn it differently. We'll see why he learns it differently when halachas come out of it. What is it? It's as follows. you owe me a milvata, and you don't have money to pay. I said, okay, good. I'm in a problem. I'd like to make a turn to milva b'shtar. Then I gave you a milvata. So I said, listen, you say you don't have money to pay. I'll give you a milva b'shtar, and you're going to buy a shore. And you're going to make money in the shore, and you'll pay me back the milva peh, and then I'll have a milva b'shtar. That's the Russia's case. I'm talking about a different case. I tell you up front, the purpose of the money is to pay off the milva peh. I told that to you up front. And you said what? And then, when you gave me the money, you turn around and say, no, I want to pay off the milva b'shtar. And I said, wait a second, I set it up to pay the milva peh. See, so the Rosh doesn't have such a clear case as the Rif has. So the Rosh explains. The old heavy riot, the Kumar Hanimili the Paribape Sahadi. He paid him in front of Adim and didn't mention the Shtar. The Migo. He can't say Lo Adam, he can't say Sitroi. And he can't say Sitroi, so and he can't say Lo Adam. The Shtar is no good. He'll go Mishtabul Shuas Hesis. Ain't a riot. I'm gonna blow Lochul Mema Lo Adam. He says. Wait a second. What did the Gemara say? And what did the Rif take out of it? The Rif took out of it as follows. He said, many days. If he didn't, he could have said Lo Adam, so he can say Sitroinen. And apparently, if he can't say Lo Adam, you can't say Sitroinen. He says, no, that's not, you don't approve it. He can't say Lo Adam, but he can still say Sitroinen. Why? Why can't he see? So he comes up with Nishita. Now he's going to get deep. What is he saying? I say as follows. The purpose I gave you this milva b'shtar was to pay off the milva peh, so then I'm ending up with a milva b'shtar. This is what's happening. But when you came to pay, you say, you know what? I'm paying off the milva peh. I'm paying off the milva b'shtar. I'm paying off the milva b'shtar. And you say, what do you mean? I gave it to you for the milva peh. I said, tough luck. You may have given it for me that reason. I'm paying off the milva peh. I'm paying off the milva peh. I'm going to be stuck with the milva peh. Okay. So now there's... And what did the malva say? The malva says, no, you never said that. You just gave me the money stump. And I said, I'm taking it for the milva peh. So who do you believe? So now there's a shaila of who is to be believed. If the money was given stam, so the love is the koveya. He's the koveya. And what's the koveya? When a person does something, he does it in his best interest. What's his best interest? Pay off the milva b'shtar. Okay, now there's an amona shaila. So they agree this in Milvapet. So the Rosh, the advantage of the Rosh is very clear what cases we're talking about. They agree this in Milvapet. They agree this in Milvapet. What is the disagreement? What was the discussion when the money was given? The Malva says, I told you we're paying off the Milvapet. The Lava says, I told you I'm paying off the Milva B'shtar. What do you believe? Says, why do you believe? He says, Chazok lo shavit inish Milva B'shtar lo alpeh. He says, Kishyeshimum, he says, here, you would believe if there are no edim on anything, he says. So the time of the Sitroinian who ain't a kokach taina brura umuchuveres. No. If I compare the nemonis to the tainas, person acts in his own interest. Star bottle. So, what does he have? He has two very, very similar cases here. The Reish and the Seif are very similar. There are two chovos, a milva, and they both agree there are two chovos. They both agree it's a milva peh and a milva b'shtar. They both agree in there. Milva peh and milva b'shtar. No machlokas. And there's all machlokas, which did you pay? So, sitra, so. The umdin is he paid off the one that the lova who's the koveya, the lova's here. The rosh is going with a shita of the not the rajba. That he's paying off the chov that's in his best interest to pay off. Okay. So who's neman? The one who has the umdin on his side. Yes.
Why can't we say in the Rosh that they don't agree that there was a Milva Alpeh, but without the Chazaka, he would be Neman to say there was a Milva Alpeh?
Because he says, why does he need Taina Grua? He says, your Taina, I have two Tainas. He says, I have a Taina. When I Taina, that there are two Halvos. I Taina two Halvos, you paid me off the one. And you may pay me off the one. So, why should I be Neman? The answer is, because when I say you paid off the weaker one, you paid off the stronger one. If you're the Kaveya, you pay off. He says, there's an umdana, I'm doing what's in my ventus. That means, even if I agree to you that there are two Chovos, I agree to you the two Chovos, still, I'm going to be Neman to say I paid off the Milva B'shtar. I mean, now, let's say that means even in this case, I'm saying even if it could be on what would the halacha be if they don't agree, he's certainly going to mean that one. But even in the case that they both agree, because there's a migo, migos that didn't have monas. So if there were no edim, if there were no edim around, and he could have said, Lo Adam, you never paid me. So then I'm Neman even to say, so then I'm Neman to say that you agreed to pay off the Milva B'shtar. Even though it's not reasonable. But, now, there's the case of the shore. Let's just back up for a second. The case of the shore is an easier case. Because we set it up to begin that way. But the Gemara compares the two. So that means even if we didn't set it up that way, that so then I'd still be Namon just if there are no aid in the Megalas. So that means Enechanami, there's an Omdana. But there's a halacha. There's a Migo B'mochem Chazoka. Migo B'mochem Chazoka Alimto. Chazoka, he's going to do what's good for him. But I have a Migo. Migo stronger than Chazoka. Good. More above Basel, if I have a base. But if there is no Migo. So then, even if both agree that they were too humble, so Kalvachomer, if they don't agree that they were too humble. So with Rashi, you have a very clear picture, of all the dynamics, what the cases are. The advantage of Rishonim who talk a lot is not that it limits your guesswork. The Rosh is very clear. Now, the Rosh now confronts the Rimigash within the world of the Rosh. Rimigash says, listen, the Adim that it was paid. And the Malva says, and the Lova says, I paid you. The Malva says, you gave me Matana. Says, what in the world is the remit? He says, that halacha b'chol doesn't make sense, per se. And the Raya is not a Raya. Why doesn't the halacha make sense? He says, listen, how did I just explain that the Malva is saying that you paid off Chov A, Chov B. So we look at what is the reasonable thing that, what is reason, what's a time, what's a good time, and what's a bad time? Okay, now, what do we have a different thing? There's Chov A, Chov B, I have a star. And the star is for 10,000 shekel. And then I have Aiden, they gave me 10,000 shekel. They don't know why. I say, oh, you gave me a matana. If you have 10,000 shekel, I have a chov against you. Why in the world give me a matana rather than paying off the debt? That makes no sense. And if it makes no sense to say that you paid off the milveh, and you left the milveh b'shtar, certainly makes no sense that you gave me a matana of 10,000 shekel and you just left the chov there. That makes total no sense. So the halacha in my world, how I'm interpreting the Gemara, this halacha makes no sense. You have a raya. Let's say he says, well, you don't have such a raya. Now, obviously, we're going to have to go back to the Rimigash and understand that he's living in a whole different world in the sugya than the Rosh was living in the sugya, because the Rosh's case is so clear, and his kasha against the Rimigash is too strong. It's too strong, because the way the Rosh understood it, we look whose tine is more than them and whose tine is less than them. Of course, I'm acting in my best interest. You're acting in your best interest. Certainly, you'll pay off the home first and worry about my tonus later. It makes zero sense.
Rebbe, could it be a pecan?
So what happened to the pecan? He's talking in terms of matana. He's coming with matana, and he says, what you said, matana, that's out of the question. That's out of the question. Because where's he coming from? The Gemara in Shavuos Hedus. The Gemara in Shavuos Hedus is talking about matana. Okay. So he says, your raya is not a raya, because the case what you're telling me about matana is totally impossible in my world. So what's happening? He said, what's happening there is a whole different thing. What's happening there is you tying a matana. So the question is, I come up to you and I say, I loaned you 10,000 shekel. I made them that I gave you 10,000 shekel. So what are you tying? You gave me a matana of 10,000 shekel. There's no background. I'm trying to use these aidim to create a chov where no chov exists. To create a chov where no chov exists. So, you need a raya brewer. There is a chov. And until I have a raya brewer, all of a raya. just my tiny that there's a chov because I gave you money. You can give me money for a million different reasons. Or you could be paying it. You can pay me off a debt. You can give me a matana. You can do a million things. You can do a million things.
So now
the question, he says, and so what do you want to say? So here, there is a chov. So what do you want to say? I say it was for the purpose of Piroyim. And you say it was a purpose of Matana. You say it. So then now, let's assume this is a Sofek Piroyim and Matana. You don't have a raya that I still owe you. When I don't have a raya to create a chov, you don't have a raya to create a chov. But now we know there's a chov. There's a raya. The question was it paid or not? So vaita, motzimol chaver ol v'raya. Says you, so we're gonna have to. The Rimigash, he says the halacha makes no sense. He says, and the raya made the raya is not a raya. You don't get started. No, Rimigash was very sensitive to that. Whether the raya is a raya, maybe you'll say okay. But obviously, when the Rimigash is operating, he's operating in a totally different universe than the Rosh is talking about. Because within the Rosh's universe, guess what? The halacha makes no sense. The halacha itself makes no sense. Okay. So the Rosh has told us exactly how he understands us. So what the ukimtas are, what the problems are. Okay. Then once we have his principles, we can apply it to other cases that he may not be talking about. But he's talking about a very, very straightforward thing. Everyone agrees that the two avos, the milva v'shtar and the milva apet. Question is, what are you paying off? The lovi, b'derchal is he's the kovei. I don't agree with the Rashba and his whole world that ever lovi lishmalva applies to that. The Rashba extends ever lovi lishmalva. You took an extra step. You can't extend it that far. You don't have a riot to extend it that far. We'll have to understand the Rashba too. Because let's get back to Rabbi Weiss. If it was the fact that when I take a halvah, I'm willingly being mischayev myself to things, maybe I'm willing to mischayev myself to a million things. But it's the every din Torah. You claim that I broke all the windows in your house for 10,000 shekels. I say I never broke the windows in your house. I claim I was never mischayev. Not I was mischayev, and therefore is there a piroyin, not a piroyin in all these cases. What is that? What does the Gemara say? When is halacha of tzedek tirdof halacha chabez din yafe? So then, the person who's asking for the money has the right to go to the best that he wants. That's one halacha, not more than one halacha. To take it as far as the Rashba wants to take it, that's a very major extension of the halacha. We're going to have to understand where the Rashba is coming from to say such halacha. But just take a simple case. I broke the windows in your house. I was not mischayev. In the case of the halva where so there I understand. Because when I set up the halva to begin with, I said, part of the halva is a halva that I don't trust you. So therefore, and you agree, and I said that straight out. The moment I said part of the halva is I don't trust you, the Rashba says, okay. Next step is what? That I can be koveh the rayas. Okay. What this has to do with Eved Lo Avel Ishmalva? Because you accepted that, but there is something you understood. I said straight out that this is part of a halva. But here the Rashba is going way far. And the Chanami is talking only about a lova here, but it's not so clear that it's only about a lova. And the Rashba is going very, very far. And the Chanami, and that's where the Rosh and the Ra'ah are very uncomfortable with that extension. We'll have to understand what the Raj is talking about. Okay, this is as we go through. where they're coming from. What I want to do tomorrow, in Mirza Shemblineta, is see the Ritva inside and see where, because the Ritva agrees that it, he quotes his Rebbe the Ra'ah. See, the Ritva here, it's interesting what he says in Ksubas and what he says in what he says in Shuas. He had two Rabbi, the Rajb and the Ra'ah. His main Rebbe was the Ra'ah, but he also was a Talmud of the Rajb. How he deals with it in both places, and he has a whole different case here and a whole different Migo. And where they're coming from, and just to, and then we will, then we'll see inside in the Sefer Trumas and round out the whole sukkah. That's a Shem Bina.